Larry Midas here, Leadership Larry, with a leadership tip regarding boxcar people. Every organization has a mixture of people who, in theory, are working together towards a common goal or goals. Every leader of an organization has followers who fall into categories, or boxcars as I refer to them. Picture this visual. You're the leader. You're the blue arrow leading the charge, the person with the vision for the future, the one who is removing barriers so the team can make progress. The group of people directly behind you, as evidenced by their support of you and not necessarily their position on the org chart, they occupy the green boxcar. They trust you. They trust your vision, and they trust your decision-making abilities. They encourage you to do your thing, and you can trust that they'll do theirs. They tend to be consistent, higher-level performers. Directly behind the people in the green boxcar are the people in the yellow boxcar. They are the folks who are straddling the fence. They like the way things are currently going and see no real need for change, future planning, or diversification. These people won't rock the boat and typically are steady, predictable performers, but not necessarily innovators. Behind the people in the yellow boxcar are the folks in the red boxcar. Members of this group long for things the way they used to be. They often reminisce about the time when work was simpler with less technology, and there were more people around to do the work. Some people in the red boxcar may actually be pulling in the opposite direction of your leadership on purpose, waiting for people and plans to fail. As the leader, part of your energy should be focused on identifying the people who can move into the boxcar that is directly ahead of them. Folks who want to up their game at work, accept new challenges, and believe more deeply in your leadership. Give them the tools, coaching, and mentoring to get there. At the end of the day, this all comes down to culture, a culture driven by you, the blue arrow leader. If the culture is stagnant and the followers don't want to follow, that's on you. You're the role model. You're the example. Stay true to your vision. Be patient. Be consistent. When the entire team realizes that your plans and effective leadership style aren't just a flash in the pan, they have a couple of choices. Get on board or dust off the resume. Don't get me wrong, I'm not encouraging mutiny or mass exodus. Keep driving gains on the people side of your business. Keep converting people from the have-to-follow-you mindset to the want-to-follow-you mindset. I'm Larry Midas, Leadership Larry. Make today a great day and be sure to visit speakingofstrategy.com or contact me directly at leadershiplarry@gmail.com.